Aloha from the beautiful island of Hawaii. I realize it's been a while since I've done anything here, but I've been on vacation. I've been here for 7 nights. Today will be day 8, and I'm flying home this evening. It's been a great trip. I'm so happy that I took this trip. It was my dream trip for quite some time. I've always wanted to visit the island and found a great ticket and secured an Airbnb, and I've been here having the best time. I came by myself. I've been exploring and talking to people and really just taking it all in and enjoying every minute of it. Just happy that I did it. I was thinking the other night that, you know what? I am content. Very close to being happy, even, I'd say. I'm content. Definitely content. On the cusp of being happy with my life and the way things are right now. Yes, I could always have more money. Of course, I could always have more time and a nicer car or a bigger home or whatever, all that other nonsense. But in the grand scheme of things, I'd say that I'm almost happy. The only thing I would say missing would be a partner. And even that, I've been rethinking, like, oh my Lord, I've been hearing stories of these marriages and these relationships, and it's like, what the hell? I'ma just chill, because as single as I am, as a damn dollar bill, I'll have you know, I can pretty much do what I want to do. I don't have to explain anything to anybody. I don't have to get anybody's approval. I don't need nobody to buy into what I want to do or what I feel like doing. If I want to get up and fly to Hawaii, damn it, I'm going to get up and fly to Hawaii. Who going to stop me? But there are times when I do want a companion, and that's a struggle. So while I'm here, I'm feeling like, you know what? It would be nice to have somebody, but I'm good. And then I'll get home and it'll be quiet and lonely, and I'll be like, I wish somebody was here. But it's a balancing act, I guess. I don't know. I just don't know. And the way my love languages are set up, physical touch and quality time running neck and neck, I need somebody that's present. I mean, a couple times a week at least, and not even just, not sexually. Yes, that would be an added bonus, of course. But the holding hands and the just sharing a space is necessary for me. And that's who I am as a girlfriend, as a wife. I'm very touchy-feely. I'm not sitting on the opposite end of the couch from you. I'm pretty much sitting in your lap just because that's how I am. I want to be close. I feel like that's the way it should be. But I could be wrong. Different things for different people. But that's me. So a physical presence is necessary. And then I got to thinking about something else. And I was like, you know, maybe some people you just gotta love from a distance. You can definitely learn to love somebody from a distance, because it just can't work if y'all are close together. Anyway, I digress. But Hawaii has been amazing. It is a beautiful island. I'm happy to have been here. I have 1,000,003 pictures. I think I may have become a professional selfie taker, because with the exception of, excuse me, would you mind taking a picture for me? I've taken just about all my own pictures, which is awesome. And having a lot of fun. Sad that I'm leaving today, but happy to be back home soon and looking forward to my next trip. Trying to figure out what I want to do next year, where I want to go, and things like that. But it was a good trip. I encourage everybody especially women. I feel like men travel solo more often than not. And I think we as women feel like we should go with somebody, whether it's a girlfriend or your significant other or whomever. No, just go. I'm not saying go to some South America or any of these places and wander the streets aimlessly like a mad woman, but go, get on a plane, book a ticket, go to Arizona, go to, I don't know, Texas, Georgia, someplace that you've not been, and just explore it on your own. It is freeing and eye-opening because you're not distracted by whomever you're with. You really get to sit and just watch and observe and talk to people. Again, talk to people. I met a man on the beach, 75-year-old black man who has been living in Hawaii for 35 years. He's a professional photographer who told me that if somebody does not snatch me up, he is coming for me. Sir, please have a seat. You were older than my daddy was. Sit down, Cliff. But Cliff was very nice. Cliff took some great pictures of me. I sent him my email address and he sent those photos right along. And then, Lord have mercy, I bumped into him on the beach again yesterday. And again, he's back with, I'm going to stay in touch with you. I'm going to send you pictures and we are going to become great friends. And if somebody doesn't snatch you up, okay, Cliff. Okay, sir. Please continue on with your photo taking, which appears to be a daily thing for him on the beach. I don't know, but God bless him. He was very sweet. He sat down and we talked for a while about life and things like that. So, you know, traveling solo will allow you that luxury to talk to people. You gotta be kind of weary about who you're talking to and where you are when you start making friends. This was on a beach that was full of people. The sun was still up. I was comfortable and secure. No, I'm not talking to nobody in no dark alley. I'm not even talking to anybody walking back to my room because I don't know you, where you going. You could be following me. I'm not here for any of that. So, no. But it was great to talk to people. I met a woman named Mary on my whale watching cruise. She was traveling with her son, Dwayne. Dwayne was from Michigan. Mary lived in Arizona. Dwayne flew to California to visit his sister. Mary took the bus from Arizona to California and then they flew here and they were just enjoying their trip. Who else did I talk to? I spoke to some young kids on my sunset cruise. They were with cousins. They were traveling together. They were 21. And where we were sailing from the cruise, I guess, was the same harbor that the minnow from Gilligan's Island sailed from. And so the tour guide was talking about it, and I was like, yeah, that's crazy. And they're like, what's Gilligan's Island? I'm sorry, what? How old are y'all? 21? I said, well, hell, y'all wouldn't know anything about Gilligan's Island anyway. I went to the, what do they call it? The Polynesian Cultural Center, which was amazing. If I had more time, I would have gone back. There's a lot of history and knowledge to be picked up from there. It's a little pricey, but it was really a nice excursion all day, but very much worth it. I went to the North Shore. I don't remember where else right now, but I had an amazing time. And again, I encourage everyone to take at least one trip by themselves. Just go see something, try something, do something different. Even if you get in your car and drive to another state, go by yourself, get a hotel room, check out the town, talk to the locals. It really is eye-opening, and I had a great, great time. And now, packing to go home, enjoying my last sunrise on the island. I don't think I'll be out here to witness the last sunset. I'd probably be at the airport already, but I'm gonna make the most of my last day here and have a great time and just be thankful for the opportunity. I'm going to revel in it. Probably till about Sunday. And then Monday, when I get back to work, I'll be reminded that I need to go on vacation again and start planning my next trip. Going to Jamaica in June for a weekend, but that's a short one. And that's with a huge group of people. So I'll be looking to do something next year in the off season. And again, free, single, and disengaged, I can travel in the off season. My son's in school. He's staying with his grandmother while he goes to school. I'm good with that. So I can literally go wherever in the off season for a really inexpensive ticket because I am free, single, and disengaged. And I don't have to worry about if somebody else can get time off. Although I did extend the invitation to someone, and needless to say, that did not pan out. But I still had a blast, enjoyed my trip, and look forward to the next one. Hope you all are doing well, and mahalo.